Dear friends and Sri Bhagawan, it's my honor to participate in this special satsang where we are reflecting the role of Sri Dennis Hartel in our lives, especially our spiritual one merged in Sri Bhagawan and his teachings. He uniquely and gently touched every one of us and is continuing to do so. For Dennis the Advaitin, there is no coming or going, only being. Unlike most of you, Dennis came into my life through photographs. When my father visited USA on an official business trip in mid-70s, he spent a week in the New York and Nova Scotia with Sri Bhagwat and his fellow ashramites. Appa came back with a huge stack of photos and a greater impression of the sincere group of devotees in Arunachala Ashrama, including Dennis, Darlene, and Evelyn, along with Joan and Matthew. The images of a serene young man sincerely serving Bhagawan struck a chord with me even as a teenager. Over the years, his friendship, gentle guidance, is something I come to treasure. There are three important attributes or qualities for one on this spiritual path as a devotee of Bhagawan. To be a dhiran, that is to be steadfast, firm, achiever. To have qualities of sahajam, one who is natural with everyone, a child with a child, a scholar with a scholar, to have samatva, equanimity, equal consideration towards all human beings and even animals. One can see that our Dennis with sadhana over the years exemplified these three attributes every day. I'm sure every one of us is now thinking of personal examples of these attributes with our Dennis as I speak. On a personal level, I still remember Dennis spontaneously coming to Michigan when my son Advait was born in December. He drove all through the night from Buffalo in winter to see him, spend the afternoon with us, and turned around and went back. Every year, he's part of our family when we gather in Duke Hospital in my brother Ravi's memory for the brain tumor walk and participate in the satsang that evening. His quiet but strong presence is a source of solace for the family. His sense of humor is amazing, and I will state two examples. Everyone knows our Arthur is a huge admirer of Krishna Das's kirtans. Once when he came to know that I too liked that, he went down and burned a CD of the latest album. Dennis kept looking at this and without batting an eyelid remarked, "Anand, so now you too are like our Arthur, Krishna Das's Das." The second incident was, there was a few years ago for the California satsang, there was a problem with the main speaker who was not sure of appearing. And when Sunita asked me to invite John Grimes to speak, and what transpired was that both the speakers ended up showing. And Dennis' comment that was priceless. So he said, "So now we have two speakers who are going to speak for 15 minutes each about the importance of silence." In Aplapattu, Bhagawan tells us how to live our life. He says, the qualities of santatan salipara santoshamagave. That is, one should work away untiring, steady, and being cheerful. Then is exemplified these qualities. Friends, devotees of Sri Bhagavan, like Dennis and many before him, are signposts for us on this path. They show us the living presence of Bhagavan's teachings and its transformative power by their own life examples. For that, one, I would quote a very big example of Nishkamya Karma. Remember how hard Dennis worked for this current building of Arunachala Ashrama, including, as he used to say, signing on financial documents, something which he never did, building the shrine, maintaining it, and then just walk away from it. There are two random quotes I'd like to quote which reflect Dennis's life. The first one is from the Greek philosopher Epictetus, quote, "Remember that you are an actor in play, and the playwright chooses the manner of it. If he wants it short, it is short. If long, it is long. If he wants you to act a poor man, you must act the part with all your powers. For your business is to act the character that is given to you and act it well. The choice of the cast is another's." The next one. "Our God is revealed in our hearts, our breath, our actions, and in every person whose life we touch." By this, Dennis represented his master Bhagavan very well. I'd like to conclude this talk on a happier note. I am very sure that we'll all meet Dennis one day. A few months ago, before he left the ashram, I was discussing a future project for Sri Ramanashramam, a project where some cottages will be built for where long-standing devotees of Sri Bhagavan can come and spend their autumn of their lives in Arunachala. Dennis enthusiastically stood up and told me, "Sign me up first for that project." So, Dennis, wherever you are, I know you're listening, please know that I'm holding you to your word. Thank you, friends. Namo Ramana.